he wants to do is find out each co-op in the United States that you have and see how much liquid cash assets they have, or bonds, or resources of that type, so he can see whether before we make them plant any other loans that they have enough in their own outfit to take care of their expenses. What he wants to do is to, if you can get them, how many co-ops you got? All right, and what he wants to do is find out how much each one of those borrowers has got in cash or bonds or notes or liquid quick assets. Just be able to look at them, see how much each one of them has according to, their last record, if you have it, as of when do you have it? What's the last date you have it up?
Well, what I've done here, as I understood this, is to group these. There are 963 of them. We can get the figures for each one, but grouping them at the end of the of December of 1963, as I say, they were 13% of the value of their assets, which was $4.5 billion, and the amount of operating capital that they had was about $500 million. And in total, the relationship was steadily dropping in terms of the number that had 15% or more by way of that relationship.
All right. Now, maybe we want to make some kind of a regulation or some kind of a recommendation on whether it ought to be 5 or 10, or how much of that they ought to allow them, or whether they ought to, before they making loans, have whatever assets they have in REA bonds, maybe.
Well, what he'll want to take a crack at then is whether he feels that the current figure, which is 20%, and based on that we will not either disperse or make a loan. That relationship is higher than that. Why, he may want to take a look at that figure and determine whether he thinks it's too high or too low.
That's right. Maybe what he says is that they're willing to borrow it at 2, but they're not willing to lend it at 2.
I think this really is not quite factual. I want to sort of wrestle with him about it. The truth of the matter is that we've got an office REAP payment ban of their loan schedule has jumped from $93 million in 1961 to $267 million this year.
Well, that's good. Now, maybe we can make it jump another couple hundred million. If we do, that's what we want to be able to.
Well,
if we can go from 100 to 250, or maybe we can go up some more. I just don't know what they have, but he said that Dillon had a special treasury bond that they asked him when they had any surplus funds over and above enough to meet their operating expenses for a month or so, to buy it in a treasury note, and that they would give them special treasury notes. But a good many of them have got it in savings and loans.
The also, this will go to you, a list of what they do have their investments in. I just take a quick look here at the highest number in regard to the investments they have are in U.S. Treasury convertible bonds in 12-month period. And with that, with the other Treasury notes, U.S. bonds is the largest part of their.
Maybe that, have you ever had any impression from them whether they'd be willing to go back and pay what we have to pay for it, plus a little premium, so we could FHA it out?
I've been talking with, I've talked with Clyde about this, but he was out of town since we talked about it a week ago, and I haven't had a chance to talk with him. I think, Mr. President, if we nurse this along, that we'll be able to work something out with them on it. They're conscious of this. There are some of these co-ops to pay going rate. There are some, as you well know, that have relatively few consumers on their line. They run higher costs. And I think we need to work out a pattern here which will accomplish the adjustment. Those that are doing well and can afford it got to pay the going rate, and those that are not, why they are not.
Now, you talk to Kermit and talk to Clyde and see the time we get our message up there, what we do about it.
All right, let me do that. And then also, I'm excited to see you. Kermit told me when I talked with him that there was some misunderstanding he thought of what he had said to you in relation to the cut in price support between various commodities. The cut in different things is about proportionate right down the line. The cut in price support in cotton was 3%, in feed grains is 5%, in rice is 4%, in wheat is 7%. Overall, by the total cut, cut its program cost 9%, or $350 million, in terms of farm income by making these cuts will mean a drop of $476 million. And as I say, they're roughly proportionate. The biggest cut we made was in feed grains.
I thought the feed grains we cut on the loan part, but on the payment we increased it. What we cut off one, we increased it. So the cooperators would get just what they've been getting.
Well, that's what we did in wheat. That's what we did in cotton also. We cut the loan rate, and then we increased the payment rate so that the cooperators did approximately as well, but the non-cooperators worse.
Yeah.
This has meant farm returns are down in cotton of $93 million, in feed grains of $293 million, in rice of $15 million, in wheat of $75 million, from the 476. They're just about in proportion. So if anybody bugs you, and my kids would say about that, why we've been treated each of them about the same.
Okay. All right.
Very good, sir.
Bye. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Good night.